Women are not less than men. They are humans, crafted in the image of God. As humans, women have the same ability as men to choose whether to follow Jesus or not. They have the same ability as men to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cleanse the leper. They have the same ability as men to lead the church, functioning as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They have the same ability and potential as men to disciple, teach, and lead a generation of kingdom people into their destiny. They have the same ability as men to be filled with the gifts, anointing, and endowments that Holy Spirit gives. There is no ladies' version of the Holy Spirit. Women have the same ability as men to carry the grace of God in a way that changes the world. They are not here for us as men, nor are they here because of us as men. They are beings carrying the glory of God, representing His nature and fulfilling their role as uniquely created humans. Currently, we have a battle on the playground. Boyish men are using fake power like fear and intimidation in an attempt to control women. Many women who are still girls on the inside view men as the competition. They demean, control, and become verbally combative in an attempt to take power away from them. In both scenarios, these are children in a schoolyard tug of war, trying their best to overpower each other. What if in the kingdom, real men and women could be something different? What if two powerful beings, healthfully energized by heavenly identity, equally capable of being powerful on their own, decided to become a team? What if between these two powerful humans there was an honor that saw and recognized the grace in each other's lives? What if a man submitted to the powerful grace on a woman, honoring God by receiving and benefiting from that impartation? What if an equally powerful woman could submit to the grace present in a man's life and draw from that life-changing well? What if these two, coming together, served as a team, combining forces, yielding to each other's authority, strength, wisdom, and influence? Culture plays a huge role in this issue. Our culture in the Western world has been evolving for hundreds of years. Influenced by the beliefs, customs, and values of each generation that contributes to it. Culture is a lens that either distorts or gives context for truth. For example, most of the unhealthy ideas that we have about women and men, marriage and submission, are not from heaven. They are largely Puritan in origin, and have somehow persisted and become a part of our Western culture. These same Puritan beliefs and values have also contributed to our beliefs about God being a retributive, angry God who is holding our life over a flame, waiting for us to make the slightest mistake as an excuse to punish us for our imperfection. In the same way, Puritan values have greatly influenced our roles-based values in Christianity. These ideas have subjugated women and put them into a subclass under men. Simply put, this is a doctrine of demons. Women are an expression of God's nature and an intentional creation uniquely crafted to carry a powerful display of His glory. They are not less qualified than men. They are not less gifted than men. They are not less than men, period. Women have a crucial role to play in our heaven on earth assignment, and they are being called upon to rise up out of the dirt and the chains that have been placed on their thinking. They are being called to lead, not only leading as women, but leading, period. What lens are you seeing through? Can you say that you view women through the lens of heaven, or have you bought into a lie that has attempted to make them less than you? How you answer this question will reveal to you what you believe about God, yourself, and the world in a way that you may not be ready to see. God is raising up women. He is empowering them. And the fact is, as men, we can't stop it. God is activating the other 50% of the body of Christ for the sake of our future, the church, and the destiny of the planet.